meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 82. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight. Highs around 86 tomorrow. Sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature is wrapped up until the sign and die that happens in a couple of weeks, but one of the final bills that was sent to the Kansas governor's desk but is expected to be vetoed includes Senate Bill 209 that would eliminate the three-day grace period for advanced voting ballots to be sent through the mail. As KSN News reports, the bill would end some of the lately received advanced ballots as they must be returned by 7 p.m. on election day or would not be counted. It was a vote that passed overwhelmingly in the state Senate with a 23-14 vote. The House also passed it just under the supermajority vote of a 76-48 vote. But Republicans say they are trying to boost voter confidence in the elections in the state, with State Representative Pat Proctor releasing a statement saying, quote, "We had ballots that continued to come in for 3 days and flipped a couple of races before it was all over, and that erodes the voter confidence." Democrats, on the other hand, say that the grace period should stand to allow the mail to get there and be processed by the post office in time. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The city of Topeka, along with the Organization of Friends of Recovery Association, says they're working to expand more housing for individuals in need as they try to help individuals overcome addiction, and they've been doing it for over 50 years.
The fellowship and their willingness to bring me along with them and show them, these men that I moved in with showed me how to live in a way that I wasn't, that I never did before, or I didn't think I was capable of. And it opened my eyes. It changed my perspective.
Oxford House was the only people that was willing to accept me and give me an opportunity to change my life.
That audio from KSNT News. Right now, the Oxford Houses are helping over 200 individuals in the Topeka area alone. But according to the outreach coordinator, Ashley Hennessy, they say they're out of room.
That just shows what the need is. So that means we need to expand more and more.
The future is looking pretty bright for us. I mean, there's going to be tons of expansion coming. We just get so many people that we don't have enough. We're putting people on couches. You know, that's how much we want to help these people.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With bird watching season coming to an end for cranes, especially the Roe Sanctuary is looking to make improvements and expansions in the area to bring in more tourists to the community. As KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports that according to the Roe Sanctuary, they are working to expand the building, relocate the parking lot, along with adding additional space, along with improving walking trails and adding additional blinds for bird viewing.
This building that we have now was built in 2003, anticipating about 5,000 guests during March, and now we're having about 37,000 guests in March. So we've outgrown the building pretty quickly.
That was Bill Tadickin, the director of the Rose Sanctuary on KSNB Local Channel 4, where the company say the construction is scheduled for next month to begin and hopes that if everything goes well, it will be completed by the same time next year. As of right now, the sanctuary brings in between $15 to $20 million to the local economy, saying educating children on crane migration and birds is extremely important.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
When it rains, it pours cash. Be at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen Fridays and Saturdays in April, excluding Rock and Rolling Week, April 28th and 29th, for April showers of cash. Earn 75 points per entry to get a chance to win big. Pick a custom Rock and Brews Casino Bremen umbrella for up to $1,000 in cash. Find more ways to win at rockandbrewscasinobremen.com. Eat, play, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Weigand presented supervisors a recommendation for approval of solar regulations. She talked about the significant impact county zoning has on development, deciding how land can be used, whether restricted or not, and if it's enhancing opportunities. The public has been present at several planning and zoning meetings and offered good suggestions. Questions regarding security lighting were raised. Lighting is not written into the regulations. Land needed, general rule of thumb, for a 1-megawatt system would be 7 acres, with berms adding another 2 to 3 acres. Height is normally 7 to 14 feet. Additional comments regarding setbacks, fire safety and training with hazardous materials involved, and screening from adjacent properties have been mentioned. Jerry Ennis, manager of engineering at Norris Public Power, advised they're working on 2 local projects, one involving a 25-year agreement that has 2 5-year extensions possible, with a 1-megawatt system where the power stays within Norris distribution line, and the other site in the Diller area. These projects make up a very small percentage of Norris' total power, and the price is close to the same as their wholesale supplier. They did note they don't expect the fire department to put out fires at their substation, but may need help containing the perimeter. Panels are made with anti-glare material to absorb the sun, not causing reflections. Lisa Weigand said the goal is creating a balance, and the conversations have brought forth the suggested regulations, which are recommended for approval. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A resolution was passed to allow Public Works to take over issuing moving permits, and a $1,000 fine established for violation of those permits. Washington County Commissioners heard last week cleanup work continues at the oil spill site and is expected to be wrapped up by June or July. The site's being restored. Conversations continue with TC Energy as to participating in costs for rebuilding roads and infrastructure damaged by heavy equipment and truck traffic during cleanup. An estimate of $3.3 million was reported for the road north of Washington, as commissioners also met recently with Jefferson County, Nebraska officials and TC Energy. Construction work also continues in Washington County on the Greenbelt Express transmission line and High Banks wind farm projects. Spring cleanup in Washington County is set for May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Transfer station will be open for disposal during spring cleanup those dates. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Washington Chamber of Commerce is hosting an employment expo Tuesday, 3 until 7 p.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. The event is free and open to the public. A virtual community connection event is set for Wednesday, April 12th, through North Central Regional Planning Commission to give stakeholders in the region another opportunity to hear about grant funding opportunities. North Central Regional Planning Commission can partner with local communities and organizations to help achieve goals. Anyone is welcome to participate in this follow-up meeting, a Zoom conference set for April 12th. Contact the North Central Regional Planning Commission for immediate details. Darlene J. Balderson, age 89, of Diller, passed away April 7th. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery, Diller. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Darlene Balderson. Duane L. Dankenbring, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday 4 until 6:30 at the church. With a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Duane Dankenbring. Sarah Jane Ross, age 80, of Meridian, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Parallel Cemetery at Clifton. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jane Ross.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Local businesses are looking for you. Connect with those employers and see what opportunities exist right where you live at the Washington Chamber of Commerce Employment Expo. Tuesday, April 11th, from 3 until 7 p.m., employers will be available to spotlight their businesses, accept resumes, and conduct on-site interviews at the FNB basement in Washington. Visit with prospective employers from Washington County Public Works, Twin Valley Developmental Center, Hanover Hospital, Midwest Products, Washington County Hospital, and more. The Washington Chamber of Commerce Employment Expo, Tuesday, April 11th, from 3 until 7 p.m. at the FNB basement in Washington.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 50s. South winds are still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. These showers may continue early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s. And more showers are possible throughout the region Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 92, the average low 41 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 6:57, sunset this evening at 8.
Organic mulch is a good choice for your planting beds, but there's one important exception you should know about. That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. Actor Bill Irwin celebrates a birthday, and Apollo 13 was launched on this day in 1970. When choosing a mulch for gardens and flower beds this spring, most of us will choose organic materials like bark mulch, straw, or grass clippings. In addition to suppressing weeds and moisture retention, organic material also improves soil structure and drainage as it decomposes. But there are times when organic mulch should be avoided. Most are combustible, and fire can smolder unnoticed in them. In areas prone to grass fires, landscapers advise keeping it at least 5 feet from homes or wooden decks. In those areas, inorganic mulches like stone, pebbles, or tumbled glass are a safer alternative. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the new Super Sonic Double Stack Cheeseburger. Two juicy pure seasoned beef patties and two types of cheddar cheese, topped with grilled onions, crinkle cut pickles, creamy mayo, and classic mustard on a toasted brioche bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Super Sonic Double Stack Cheeseburger.
Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Hello, my name is Xander Hull, a current senior at Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers for the district. Positions are to begin immediately, and applications will be accepted when the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
Hey, news from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed a bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding at Minds. A press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. It looks similar to a pothos or philodendron, and despite the common name satin pothos, it's actually a syndapsis. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Satin pothos is in the same family as pothos and philodendron and requires basically the same care. The dark green heart-shaped leaves have irregular splashes of silvery gray. In its native habitat, the long stems climb trees. You can train them to a support or let the stems dangle over the side of the pot. Display trailing specimens in a hanging basket, on a plant stand, or high shelf. Grow satin pothos in bright, indirect light for the best leaf color. Group with other plants to provide the humidity this plant prefers. Water thoroughly when the soil is just beginning to dry. Avoid soggy soil, temperatures below 60 degrees, and drafts of cold air that can damage or kill this plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
It's got thunder.
Lightning, it's got horsepower. Enter the It's Electric Ford Mustang Mach-E giveaway at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Earn your entries all month long, then be here Sunday, April 30th. 9 guests will win $1,000 in Prairie Cash, and one lucky guest will charge into the sunset with an all-new, all-electric Ford Mustang Mach-E, courtesy of Laird Noller Ford. Visit PrairieBand.com for details.
Prairie Band Casino.
Imagine a crop that might take you 12 days with 12 people to get planted. This family has come up with a slightly faster way to plant now, but there is still work to create one of the largest types of this farm that you will find in the eastern U.S. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Art and Wendy Johnson had an idea for a unique crop at their Dewberry farm. They wanted to begin a U-Pick tulip farm. The first year, they planted 42,000 bulbs. The next year, 50,000 bulbs. It was a job all done by hand.
It took us about 12 days with 12 people, and it's miserable.
When Wendy wanted to plant over 100,000 bulbs the third year, Art invested in a planter. It can plant 2,000 bulbs in 10 minutes, but they need 5 people to help run the planter. They plant new bulbs every year to ensure the best and most beautiful crop.
We get them from Rutenfeld Bulb Company in Holland. Right around Halloween, they'll give us a call, say the ship has left the harbor.
They hope to have the bulbs planted by Thanksgiving. Art says they plant new bulbs each year to get the quality and look they need for the U-Pick tulip business.
You need a premium bulb that's been grown and cared for properly. We're wanting that one bloom per bulb. And so we get about a 98% bloom ratio.
They may have up to 1,000 people per day visit the farm on the weekends. They use a timed ticket system to ensure not too many people show up at one time, and everyone gets to enjoy the farm and the tulips. Art's dad will turn 99 this year. Art says his father is amazed that so many people come to this place as word spreads.
You know, sitting on the front porch, started seeing cars come in. And he's like, how are you letting people know about this? But as time goes on and he sees how consistent we are with the number of people we get in here, he's just amazed. He wishes his parents could see what we've done with an old poor tobacco farm.
And you can see for yourself as well at Dewberry Farm. Traveling the countryside in Kernersville, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectibles auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street in Marysville. Selling furniture items, including a dining room farm-style table with 6 chairs, another dining table with 4 chairs, couch, 2 recliners, 5-drawer dresser, kitchen items, chest of drawers, a full-size bed, collectibles, including buttons, marbles, and Husker collectibles. Coins selling at noon. A car sells at noon. A 2006 Chevy Malibu hatchback, 116,000 miles. Also selling a steel 170 chainsaw, two-wheel lawn cart, lawn seeders, single-stage snow thrower, riding lawnmower, 19-horse push mowers, and an 8-speed aluminum Trek bike. This household and collectible auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th, begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Whether you have many acres or just a few, a compact utility tractor is a workhorse. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New technology helps you keep up with maintenance as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you have an older compact utility tractor or in the market for a new one, there is technology to help you with staying up to date with maintenance on your machine. John Deere has what's called a smart connector that connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device, and there's an app that pairs with it. Mark Davey is a marketing manager for John Deere Compact Tractors. He says you can have the smart connector installed by your dealer when you purchase it, or you can do it yourself.
It's a list price of $99 for the smart connector itself. And then you simply go to the app store on your mobile device and download the free Tractor Plus app from John Deere. And then add your serial number information on your equipment and connect it to your machine.
The smart connector plugs into the service advisor port on your compact utility tractor and needs no tools for installation. The app is like an extended dashboard. It gives you real-time information such as the hours on the machine, the fuel level, diagnostic codes, and maintenance intervals.
So if you've got maintenance coming up, it can show you what those maintenance tasks are, and you can slide through the various parts that are required to complete that maintenance, as well as be able to select a part and add it to your cart to purchase that part. So it makes it really handy to be able to stay on top of your maintenance activities.
The Tractor Plus app also gives you access to a library of helpful how-to videos with step-by-step information on topics like machine maintenance, property projects, and more. It's compatible with most 2 Series, 3 Series, and 4 Series tractors. Learn more about compact utility tractor technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative welcomes all to Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th at the Waterville Opera House. At 2 p.m., a concert, journey, and a tale of a once mighty railroad will captivate your imagination as award-winning musicians Chris Briggs and Ken Gustin bring the stories of the Central Branch Railroad to life. Narrated by Marshall County native Bruce Dierking, tickets will be $10 at the door. Spend the day in Waterville with rides on the Central Branch Railroad, departures on the hour every hour from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A lunch buffet will be served at the historic Weaver Hotel. Spots are limited. Contact the Weaver for reservations. Visit MarshallCountyArts.org for more information on Rhythm of the Rails, Saturday, April 15th, 2 p.m. at the historic Waterville Opera House. Event sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative, the Waterville Opera House and Weaver Hotel, the Central Branch Railroad, Waterville Community Connections, and the Waterville Preservation Society.
Oh,
such a wonderful season. It's so exciting to see new life emerge after a long, cold winter. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, spring's a great time to breathe new life into your giving plans, too. There's more opportunities to go outside and get involved in your community. Giving back can be easier and more fun. So here's one idea. If you love gardening, start a community garden. Maybe help an elderly neighbor with yard work. Or you could organize a neighborhood tree planting. Another idea is to start right where you are. Declutter your own closets and garage and donate the items you no longer use to charity. Really, the options are endless. Just use your God-given talents to help others. And if you don't know where to start, ask the pastor at your church or the activities director at a local community center. So celebrate spring and new ways to be generous. When you have this mindset, your life will be filled with more gratitude and meaning.
Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage. While you're in town, Tuesday makes CJ Express West your supper stop. After a night of shopping, swing by CJ West for fresh chicken served till 7 or Pizza Hut ready to go till 8. Every Tuesday with a different specialty pizza each month. Download the CJ Go app and order ahead. Join Shop and Save with CJ Express West in Marysville.
South Hill Pottery invites all to come, stop by, and say hi with in-store specials every Tuesday. Featuring unique handcrafted pottery pieces, including mugs, plates, bowls, ornaments, figurines, and more. Also offering individual and group pottery classes. That's South Hill Pottery, downtown Marysville.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, a set of candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember to do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville now offers more. Come stop by the bar. The salad bar, that is. Fresh daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7. Grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or all you can eat for just $12. Dine in, take out, or catering available. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage.
The Kansas winter wheat crop needs drought relief now, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
The Southern Plains is ground zero for a drought that's crippling the winter wheat crop in several states. And a recent USDA assessment shows Kansas to be worst hit. Justin Gilpin is CEO of both the Kansas Wheat Commission and the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers.
Farmers are some of the most optimistic people in the industry that we have, and even that optimism is starting to be tested to some extremes with this continued lack of being able to catch a rain in that specific drought area in western Kansas.
Gilpin says this is actually round two of nature's assault on wheat growers.
The total hard red winter wheat for the United States production for 2022 was the lowest since 1963. So when you have this year's crop ratings being in poor conditions compared to last year's, which gives us back-to-back potentially low production years, then that's what's becoming really concerning in the marketplace. Well, it's certainly one of those years that we're thankful that we do have a safety net program and insurance that can protect in shortfalls when you have circumstances like this drought conditions out of producers' control.
Gilpin says old wheat farmers used to say they always wanted the wheat crop to be high enough by Easter to hide a rabbit. Many didn't have that this year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, April the 10th. You know, dogs are very popular. I have one, Chewy Chewbacca, and they're very useful on the farm, as we all know. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation is now accepting nominations for the 2024 Farm Dog of the Year. Here's Michael Clemens.
The Farm Dog of the Year contest application period is open for nominations from farmers and ranchers. Terry Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President of Communications, says the contest helps bring awareness to agriculture.
The Farm Dog of the Year contest has been one of the really fun programs that American Farm Bureau has sponsored and a great way to connect with the public. They love their pets, so they love seeing how pets interact on farms, and it gives them a little window into agriculture. The 2023 contest inspired nearly 10,000 engagements with a reach of almost 150,000 people. So it really does have an impact.
And farm dogs are not just pets. Moore says four-legged farm hands are also part of the family.
There is no question that the bond between farm dogs and their owners is incredibly tight. In fact, if you haven't seen the video of our 2023 winner, Tough, I would encourage you to go to FB.org because it'll make you cry. Tough was clearly part of the family and cared for deeply.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It's 44 at St. Francis, 53 at Syracuse, 58 at Johnson, 54 at Elkhart, 54 at Liberal, 55 at Wellington, 55 at Mountain City, 54 at Olathe, 52 at Marysville, 51 at Phillipsburg, 50 at Oberlin.
Shocker softball is back in action at Wilkins Stadium as the Shocks host Houston April 14th through the 16th. Friday the 14th is Healthcare Workers Appreciation Night with free admission for all healthcare workers and post-game fireworks. Then Sunday the 16th, it's Wichita Eagle Family Day. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four popcorns, and four drinks for only $32. Shocker softball is the hottest ticket in town. Get yours now at GoShockers.com or call 316-978-FANS. Go Shockers!
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Setting up a planner for maximum yields. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT Tires, the farmer's choice.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Kimberly Eye Consulting is a company that does planter consulting in addition to building and rebuilding planters. They've been troubleshooting planters for over 30 years, and owner Kevin Kimberly has suggestions for maximum yields when it comes to planters.
One of the things we see is a lot of times the parallel leakage are not level enough. We have data where we have changed it halfway through the field, and where we have changed and made the parallel linkage more level, we have a better stand all the time.
He adds that the parallel linkage can get sloppy, meaning the closing systems is not right with the planter.
There's lots of kits out here to put bushings in and rebuild, and that's something you can do that helps a lot. We started putting in crossbars in the top parallel linkage back in about 08. And what that does, it doesn't let it twist left to right. And how that disc opener meets the ground is very important.
In addition, planter drift can factor in and become a big issue, especially in dry conditions. He says to also pay attention to gauge wheels.
We went to all these gauge wheels this year for our clients after we saw the testing across the country. So we sent out two rows per farmer that we worked with, and they called up and said, you know, I thought there was something wrong with my monitor. I thought there was something wrong with my downforce. I'm actually reading 30 to 80 pounds heavier, depend on where we were at, how much down pressure was being applied at that farm. So when that wheel goes up and down, it just goes straight up and down. It stays in the same place.
I'm Lori Boyer. For Kimberly's full 8-point planner performance checklist, log on to agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
And farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/aarplive for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia.
Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR for 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 finance. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Though he just took office in January, K-State's new addition to the presidential leadership team already bleeds purple. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Our new K-State Senior Vice President for Executive Affairs, Marshall Stewart, shares his vision for the future of K-State.
I was very honored that President Linton asked me to join the team, and on January 23rd, I started my tenure here as Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff for him, working on Executive Affairs and really everything that's external for the university. If you think about a university having an internal and an external side, this is an opportunity to think about and to work on things like communications. How do we better articulate our message to our constituents, our 2.8 million citizens that live here in the state of Kansas? How do we amplify the work we do in engagement and outreach? How do we think about partnerships in a different way? And how do we do things that are going to make K-State all it can be and live up to its land-grant promise to really serve people? We're purple, and we're going to be purple for the people of Kansas.
Stewart shares how he's been settling into Kansas and this new role.
I have not only been welcomed by the city of Manhattan, but the entire state of Kansas. Been around the state some already. I've been in Topeka quite a bit, learning about how they do government relations here and how we will do it in the future. Also been to Washington, D.C., spent some time in Wichita this week, and moving around the state, trying to get a better sense of how we can position the university to be a better servant leader for the state of Kansas. And I think that's what land-grant universities are all about, is to figure out what the needs of the state are and then align the institution as best we can to meet those issues head-on and to, again, provide service to those 2.8 million citizens that really are my student body. When I think about Kansas State University, we have 20,000-plus students here, but really the student body from an external perspective are those 2.8 million people that we call Kansans, and it's our job to serve them.
Stewart goes on to discuss the key aspects for the future of K-State.
I think it, first of all, comes down to doing a lot of listening. As you probably know, President Linton has done a lot of that. Institutions like K-State really have to figure out, number one, who you are and who you serve. As I think about it, K-State's charter, if you go back to 1862 when the Land Grant Act was passed, and then you look at 1863 when this one started as the first operational land grant in the country, which I think is a remarkable piece of history, I think it's really important that we shape it around the needs of Kansans, that we understand that if we do that in the right way, Kansans will support us, and that will enable us to do things not only in Kansas, but nationally and around the world. I think you can be globally relevant by doing the right things in Kansas. We're really thinking about, again, how do we meet the needs of people economically, educationally, and in their health at the community level? And if we do that with the great partnerships with Extension, with all of our colleagues on campus, our stakeholders, you have rabid alumni here that are engaged and want to help. All of us working together, we can do some big things, and I think that's the future of K-State.
That was Marshall Stewart, K-State's Senior Vice President for Executive Affairs, sharing his vision for the future of K-State. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BoughtRealtyAuction.com for full information.
To country music's rising star, Jordan Davis, coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on May 18th. To the way that it feels when you singing all his stomping hits like Almost Maybes, What My World Spins Around, and Buy Dirt. Buy Dirt. Must be 18 or over to attend. Get your tickets to Jordan Davis at prairieband.com/shows.
KNDY. So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.